It's Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, Nashville Sports Radio. John Burton, Patton Cook holding things down. Pogie's out. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't know what kind of mood he'll be in. It all depends on today's outcome between the Braves and the Brewers. Of course, the Titans take on the Buffalo Bills coming up Monday night at Nissan Stadium. The Bills go in as about a 5.5-point favorite, and we head up to beautiful upstate New York, western New York, Rochester to be exact, and check in with the longtime sports director of WHAM TV and radio, a guy I've known forever when I was a young pup in this business, the great Mike Catalano. Mike, how are you?
Oh, good to hear from you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, how long you been covering the Bills? Like, how long is forever?
So when I, this is the way I phrase it to people. Yeah. They'll ask me how long, and there's years, but I always say my first game covering the Bills was Thurman Thomas's first game with the Bills.
Wow.
So we started together. How's that?
1988?
That's the way, yeah, 1988. I got here in late 87, and my first game covering them was the 88 season, and been through all the Super Bowls. I was standing on the sidelines of the Music City Miracle.
Wow.
I went through the whole 20-year drought that went with it, and now they're back. And I'm telling you guys, and you already know it, this is a really, really good football team right now.
Oh, my goodness. And I thought they sent a message Sunday night by spanking the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely they did. And, you know, all week we tried to get something out of the players, right? You know, and they tell us. It's week five. It's week five. And, you know, you start to think it's just lip service, but they're buying in. That's McDermott. That's the way he is. He's the most disciplined coach I've ever been around. And he has them thinking like that. Now, look, they enjoyed themselves. I mean, I'm down on the field in Kansas City after the game, the delay, the whole thing. I mean, they were fired up coming off the field. They knew what they had done. But they put it in the rear view when it's over. This is the way this team has been. They started the year with that loss to Pittsburgh, which was a stunner.
Yeah, I was shocked.
They're a much better team than the Steelers.
Right.
And they just did not play well. And since then, I mean, they've hammered teams. I mean, they crushed Washington. They crushed Miami. And they obviously crushed the Texans. And they dominated a Chiefs team that needed the game. I mean, it's not like they caught them off guard. They're really good in all phases.
Mike, what did they do defensively? They made Patrick Mahomes look ordinary. That's the worst I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. Super Bowl, yeah, but he had no protection. Mahomes was awful in that game. What did the Bills do defensively?
A great game plan. Leslie Frazier is such a treasure in this league. That is a respected guy as coordinator. You know, McDermott gets a lot of credit for the defense because he's a defensive guy and he sort of sets the tone, but it's Leslie's defense. And the Bills went out and basically they covered. I mean, they just covered. And they Mahomes, you're right. You know the view from the press box. You're looking at the field,
right?
And we're looking at each other, going, "No one is open here."
Yep.
Taron Johnson's an outstanding slot guy who they just gave a contract extension to on Saturday, and he's all over Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's not a matchup everybody's thinking Trey White, but Johnson did a great job on him. And Mahomes was flustered. They could not find players open, and they threw a couple of bad balls. And it's funny, it was a flip of the script from what we saw in the championship game in January when the Bills lost in Kansas City, where it was, you know, Allen that was rattled. The Chiefs were doing what they wanted offensively. They totally flipped that on Kansas City, and it was a statement game for them. Because this Bills team, while they had won some road games, they hadn't really beaten a really good team at home, especially in an environment like Kansas City. They only had three wins against teams that on the road against teams that ended their season over 500. One was in Dallas on that Thanksgiving game. One was in Miami, and they always beat the Dolphins. And one was actually in Nashville when your kicker missed, what, three or four kicks in that game.
Right.
So they hadn't really had this kind of statement game, and I think that's what they got on Sunday night.
We're talking with Mike Catalano, sports director for Fox Rochester up in beautiful upstate western New York, my home region. Great to talk to Mike. You know, so, all right, that's one half of the revenge tour, right, for the Bills. Part two comes up Monday night. And when I think back to that last year's game here in Nashville, that Titans Taco Tuesday game, that, you know, the game that got moved to Tuesday, It was a blowout win for the Titans, but I think you'll agree with this. Yeah, there was extenuating circumstances to that game because the Titans had three touchdowns set up by three long returns. Two long interception returns by Malcolm Butler and a long punt return by Khalif Raymond. And, you know, the Bills were actually pretty good on third down in that game. But those types of plays seem to get things out of whack for the Buffalo Bills. So, yes, it was a blowout, but sometimes blowouts can be misleading, right?
Yeah, I think they can be. That was odd circumstances. And they did have it back-to-back where they had to play – that game, you know, it kept getting delayed and eventually was played on Tuesday when the Titans were having a lot of COVID issues. And then when they played Kansas City, that game was supposed to be a Thursday night game and it got pushed all the way till Monday at 5 o'clock. And that was a very different game. It was just a boring game. Obviously no crowds, the whole thing, and it was bad. I would say in the Bills' case, the revenge was more for the AFC Championship. But that Titans game, realistically, was the only time they did get blown out all season. They only lost four games last year.
Right.
They lost on the Hail Mary pass.
Yep.
They lost twice to the Chiefs, and they got blown out by the Titans. And they don't forget that. They won't say it. They'll say, I can predict it. You know it.
Yeah.
It's another game.
Just want to go 1-0 this week.
This year.
Yep.
Yeah, right. This is... But I swear, and I've been, you know, it's 34 years doing this. I know when I'm hearing cliches, but I also, they're in rare air where everybody is buying in, everybody. And that just doesn't happen that often in this league. Things start to, even when you watch the Chiefs, you know, the team wins, get paid, it just starts to change a little. Doesn't mean they can't still win, but it just changes. In this case, they're all rowing in the same direction. This is a disciplined team that is following the lead of their coach.
No question about it, and their quarterback as well. And I know that, you know, listen, I covered the Bills for a while. As you know, I worked in Buffalo, and, you know, ever since Jim Kelly retired, they've been searching for the next the guy. You know, we've had Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie and Fitzmagic and all these guys, J.P. Lossman, for goodness sakes, part of that 2004 quarterback class. What has Josh Allen meant for this team in terms of leadership? I love the way he plays. I love his swagger. And this is a guy that had to learn, hey, I got a big, strong arm, but I got to learn how to play quarterback in the NFL. He's done a great job. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's a candidate for that. I mean, he was last year. He finished second. And and he has just developed so much. And it's funny because I thought the Bills, of all things, I was at the draft when they picked him in Dallas, and – you know, he was a controversial pick just because, you know, he played at Wyoming and then he had some, you know, social media issues right before the draft, and they picked him anyhow. They were all in on him. And he came as a rookie, and I thought the Bills did a lousy job with him as a rookie. They had Nate Peterman, right, and they had A.J. McCarron in camp, and they weren't expecting to play him. And they start Nate in the first game, and he was terrible. And so, boom, he's the starter, week two, with no veteran to help him. I mean, it really was bad, and I think it could have crushed the guy just because it wasn't good. And you started to see flashes of him, but he works. He is a worker. He is hard on himself, and he's got support. After that, they change things around. They build a structure around him, and he just works, and he's self-critical to the point almost of fault sometimes. He always sees his faults, and he got better that year too, had a flame out in the playoff game when they should have beaten Houston. And that third year, the question was, is he going to be the guy that comes back? Is he going to be the one who ascends, or is he going to be the guy that doesn't get better and becomes whoever? And last year, his improvement was so great. And let's also be honest, they went out and got him Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And this year they got him Emmanuel Sanders. And Brian Daboll is a guy who should be a head coach in this league, and he's done just such a great job with him. But Josh is a worker, physically more talented than any player I've ever been around.
Right.
And we all love Jim.
Right.
But this kid is way more physically talented than Jim Kelly as a player. He just is. And it's shown up on the field because of his dedication and his leadership.
Yeah, I don't remember Jim Kelly running down the field and jumping over guys. He take on a linebacker, but he didn't have that kind of athletic ability that Josh has.
Yeah, the hurdle was something again the other night. Of course, we saw it first in Minnesota a few years ago.
Right.
And he's done it. And so McDermott is asked after the game, how are you about that? Because he could get hurt. And he's like, I'm all for it. He's like, he can jump over me if it gets to the first down. So that may be what we see Monday night. I don't know. But McDermott, by the way, almost made a joke. So that was a big moment for us in the press conference. That is not Sean's MO, man. He is just the facts. Stick to the facts.
But yeah,
he's a heck of a coach. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a similar situation with Vrabel here. Trust me. Vrabel's got a lot of Belichick in him. You know, you can tell Belichick's rubbed off on him. Mike, you know, I've known you for a long time. I'm from upstate New York, you know, lived and worked in Western New York for a while. I'm from Central New York. What is this success for the Bills meant for, you know, that region? You mentioned the 20-year drought, you know, it took so long for them to finally figure it out. So many head coaches and GMs, and now everything's back on track. AFC Championship game last year, looking for bigger and better this year. What is the success of the Bills? I know what it means, but tell our listeners what it means for that region to have the Bills be successful.
Well, you know, the fact that we're coming to Nashville, I mean, that's where that all started.
Yep.
You know, from
yep.
that moment on when they lost that Music City Miracle, and it's so long ago, but they just kept missteps and hiring the wrong guys at the wrong time and never really investing. And they got Bean and McDermott. And I guess the best way I would describe it is for that first bit, you know, how are these guys going to be? Then they break the drought, they make the playoffs, and they lose. And then they get the next year, and they got a chance. And you still think you got the guy with Allen. And then last year was the year where it just flipped because they were so good. And the fans now, I'm not saying they're relaxed. They are so excited, and they buy in so much. And Allen is the most popular player for the Bills I've ever, again, been around because as great as it was spread out amongst a bunch of guys before. Allen is just that guy for them. But they lost that game last year to Arizona. And in past years, that's the kind of loss on a Hail Mary pass at the end that the fan base would have been panicking and this team is, they're going to fall apart, whatever.
Right.
And it just didn't happen because they've gone past that. Like, they expect their team to win now. And it's in more of that excited way than a cocky way. It's just like they've now had reason to believe they're good. And I've bought in on these guys. Like, they are really good. And they don't really have letdowns. That doesn't mean they're going to win. You know, Monday's a game. Titans are over 500.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home.
Best running back in
football.
Best running back in the world. You got to stop, et cetera,
yep.
et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. And at a certain point, things, but I'm telling you, there's nothing that will cripple them. And this team is in a good spot to fight to get the one seed. They really are, if you look at the way things have shaken out so far. And I think they would want that. There's one spot. I think they believe if it's going through Buffalo, they're going to the Super Bowl. And I picked them to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. I think they're going. Mm. I think they're the most complete. I think they're the most complete team in the league. You know, and in the AFC, I think they would be. I mean, they can play defense. They're outstanding in special teams. And they have an explosive offense that, you know, now with Dawson Knox coming through and really, I mean, the guy's got 5 touchdowns already. But Bill's team record is 6 for a tight end.
Wow.
So
is it just 6?
They're really loaded. Yeah. And Diggs is great. And he hasn't even really exploded for this year. So, yeah, they're really good.
You mean Pete Metzelaars didn't have like an 8 touchdown season for the Bills at tight end?
It's funny you say that because I went through their history and they've never really had a pass catching tight end.
Right.
I mean, they signed Charles Clay from the Dolphins a few years ago and he was pretty mediocre. Like their numbers are so pedestrian at the tight end position.
Hmm.
And here's Knox now, you know, catching. In fact, he was in Nashville. He came in for the tight end summit, and he talked about that around Kelce and all those guys.
Right.
And how it helped him. And he's a weapon now for them. So they've got, and Sanders is 34, and he's playing phenomenal football for them. And Diggs is Diggs. So, yeah, This is a complete team that is ready to go on the road. They have their bye the week after this game. So, you know, last year they lost the week before the bye. That was that game in Arizona. So we'll see how they do coming up on Monday.
Yeah, and before we get you out of here, Mike, seems like all is quiet on the Cole Beasley front.
Yeah, it's quiet. I will tell you this. He only had 22 snaps on Sunday night. You know, he had – I think the biggest issue is, look, there's other unvaccinated players on the Bills.
Sure.
I think the biggest issue with Beasley is, you know, he made a statement. He tweeted something out about the fans. That really – it's after a 40-0 win. He's on social media talking about the fans ruining. And I was at that game. I didn't really hear it. They yell bees when he comes on the field.
Yeah.
But he heard boos. And there probably was some – but, you know, when I say buying in, like, there's ways to, even if you have a difference of opinion on what you want to do, I don't think they like that. Now, he seems to have shut down his social media. But in terms of the game plan, now, again, maybe Monday he's a bigger part of the game plan. He really wasn't against the Chiefs. And that's a bad defense from Kansas City. And he really wasn't part of it. So we'll see if he's being phased out a little bit. Maybe not necessarily game plan wise, but because Sanders has been so good. So, but other than that, I mean, they're pretty healthy. They made some changes on the O-line. Like they've got a lot going for them. And they just, you know, obviously they're looking to continue that on Monday.
Should be a great game, Mike. Thank you so much for jumping on. Always great to talk with you. I understand we'll be talking a little bit later on today as well. So I look forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, we call it Buffalo Plus on YouTube. It's been we've been thrilled. It's been a real good thing for us. A lot of Bills coverage. So we'll get you on there, John. You can let everybody in Buffalo know all you know about the Bills franchise as we get set to come out there this weekend.
I look forward to it, Mike. Thanks so much. When I hear your voice, I think about beef on weck and chicken wings and all those wonderful things I grew up eating as a kid in upstate New York. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. All right, take it easy.
All right, there he goes, Mike Catalano. Guy knows the Buffalo Bills, man. They're a good team.